Pacific 92 East Coast Radio.
I want to share a survey that I read, and it has to do with money. We can all relate, because money makes the world go round.
It makes the world go round. Money Talks with Vic Naidu.
So the survey that I read, it was all about how... Wait, I want to do something else first. Why am I doing that? There we go. Okay, it's not working, but it's cool. They surveyed about 2,000 young adults, and what had happened was that in the survey of the 2,000 young adults, over half of them said that they are putting off their wedding plans due to outstanding balances in their lives. Basically, they've got debt and they can't get married because of the debt, so tough times. And I can kind of relate, because there are many times I've had to delay things because I just didn't have the money on hand. 84% of them admitted that they've considered pulling back on a romantic relationship also, because they wanted to pay off all their debt. And hey, dating is expensive. It's all the dinner dates and the gifts and everything else that comes in with dating. The people who are engaged haven't set a date due to their money woes, and another 37% of them are putting off getting engaged because of the same reason. I was telling you a story about how when I just moved here, the one thing that I promised myself I was going to buy was a dishwasher. And it's been something that's been in the making for about, what, a year? Just because, you know, money. And I thought I'd use the money for other things. And then eventually I was like, no, this is not happening. After lockdown, I just couldn't do it anymore. 0617929495. What is the one thing you can't do right now because you don't have enough money?
East Coast, my name is Pume, and the one thing that I've delayed doing because I don't have enough money, or if I have money something will come up and I don't do it, is the bonnet on my car. It flipped and hit my windscreen once. The garage attendant, who the guy who was putting my petrol at a garage, forgot to close it down properly. So as I was driving, it flipped and hit my windscreen, and now it's bent and my car looks so sad, and it's my first car. Every time I look at it, I want to cry. That's the one thing I've always wanted to do, but whenever I do a quotation, they'll tell me 20,000, what, so on, Jay. I'm driving with the bent car. It was not even my fault. The guy just said he's sorry, so I didn't want to be like following him and making him lose his job, because we all make mistakes, but his mistake has cost me. So yeah, it's one of those things.
Spume, my heart is breaking for you. That's so relatable. And sorry doesn't help the situation. It's always hard when you have your like a little accident, especially if it's your first car. Actually, if it's not even your first car, it's heartbreaking. And I've always wondered sometimes why people don't fix it. Hey, insurance. Hey, excess. It's expensive. Money has to go elsewhere.
How's it, Vic? Yeah, I have a snake, right? And I've been prolonging its enclosure for months now.
It's what? It's enclosure? Where is the snake?
I've got it in this massive, clear, big jimmy. I've poked a few holes all over. And
I'm dying.
My girlfriend's upset because I've taken some of her lunch tins to use as a water bowl. And yeah, it looks like one big, massive kitchen.
I am DYING.
So I need to basically buy its tank together with the heating system. And it's a very costly affair. I'm looking at about 5,000 Rand. Yeah, it's one of these pythons. So this poor snake is, you know, it's parking in this ridiculous enclosure. I mean, it's happy, it's heated, but it looks pretty ridiculous.
So I don't have to call animal cruelty.
Thanks.
The fact that you even have a girlfriend, Krishan, I feel so sorry for her. That is terrible. I mean, if you're scared of pythons, which I am, I'm scared of all snakes, garden snakes, pythons, anything in between. Hit us up 0617929495.
I have had to delay because of not having enough money is to get my car a new paint job. Like, I got this new car two months back. It was not pretty. It was not pretty much new, apart from the engine and all the interior parts and the tires and the rim. But the paint job was really crying out for help. So I wanted to get it, that paint job. And I'm still in school, so because of the lockdown, I had to stay at home. So I can't get the car paint job. But once I went back to school, I really hope to get a good paint job and like have it shiny and glossy. Thanks. Bye, guys.
We got a message from, I think it's Koobs. Coop says the one thing that she wants to do right now is, but she can't, and it breaks her heart, is that her daughter, Crown birthday is coming up. So I'm not sure how old the daughter's turning. But anyway, due to the lockdown, her husband is out of work. and they've had to cancel all their plans, and she needs some sort of miracle. So producer Shizle and myself have decided here at East Coast Radio, we are going to organize a beautiful birthday cake from Chateau Gâteau for you, and we're going to ask some people from our marketing department as well to put a little hamper together for you, just to make your daughter's birthday a little bit special. Because hey, what's a birthday without a birthday cake? Earlier we were talking money matters. We asked you if there was something that you're delaying because hey, cash is short. We found a survey, and they surveyed some young adults who are either putting off getting married, setting a wedding date because they're trying to pay off debt, or actually not even trying to get into relationships. And then got a couple of messages from you. Right now we speak to Spume. Hey Spume.
Hi, hi, Nick, how are you?
I'm good. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
What was the thing that happened to you? I mean, we can all relate to it if we have a car and something happens.
What happened to me was very sad. I went to put petrol. As I was driving from the petrol station, driving down a hill, and I'm going fast, like not that fast because it's a residential area, the bonnet flipped and hit my windscreen.
Oh.
It was like, oh my gosh, I stood there, car stopped, guys got out, they helped me bend it and put it back so I can drive home.
Yeah.
I didn't go to work, I had to drive straight home and control myself, like calm down. So I went back to the petrol station, I spoke to the petrol attendant, and the guy told me he's so sorry.
Yeah.
He had thought that he closed my bonnet, he just doesn't know what to do. Something
Shame.
In my heart just said, no, let it go, like mistakes happen, it
yes.
was his... my unlucky day, maybe his unlucky day,
yeah.
maybe something, maybe, you know?
Yeah.
So I just let it go, and I'm driving with a bent bonnet, and it's the saddest thing ever.
Oh, I'm so
but
sorry.
It's
yeah, and you know, sometimes because you let it go and you were nice to someone else, we want to be nice to you. And I know, Spume, no matter sometimes how much you try and save for something and you want to fix it, you know, money is low and then something always comes up. We know this.
Yeah.
This is why I want to introduce you to Rods. Rods.
Hi, Spume. You're speaking to Rods here. How are you?
Hi, Rods. I'm fine, thank you.
Rods is from Memphis Body Works.
That's right. Yes. Memphis Body Works. I have a panel beating and classic car restoration shop based in Queensmead Industrial.
Okay.
And after listening to your story, we would like to repair your bonnet for you for free. Since you're such a wonderful person.
You've made my 2020.
Wow.
Thank you so much. Because you know it's my first car, and really I've been looking at it and feeling sad. So this is like a Christmas, a birthday present, an everyday present. I'm so grateful.
Thank you so much.
I'm so happy for the both of you.
Okay, so,
Rods, thank you for helping us. We're going to put you in contact with Spume offline, and then you guys can arrange how the car's going to be fixed. And, you know, and this is what it's all about. I'm really happy that we were allowed to do this, and we can do this. And this is what makes working here at East Coast Radio so much fun, because you, KZN, so helpful. You was amazing. You was kind, and you was beautiful. And I think it's exactly what we need during these times, is to be there for one another.
Vic Naidoo, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. East Coast Radio.